Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Tova Brandt, and she is the Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish American Culture at the Danish Museum of America. Good morning to you.
Thank you, LaVon. Good morning.
You bet. You have a big event going on this weekend, and we want people to know about that and come on over. I mean, it starts tomorrow, correct?
That's right. It's midsummer, and in Danish tradition, that means it's Sankthansaften. That's the Danish word for the midsummer celebration, but it does happen right at the longest day of the year. And we've got a lot of things happening this Saturday evening at the museum. It's a free event. Everyone is welcome. Weather permitting, these events will take place outside mostly, but we'll be moving things inside if it gets too sticky or wet or otherwise yucky.
Well, the way the weather's been going, you better have an alternative plan.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And we've got a lot of things going on. We're going to kick off the evening at 6 o'clock. We're going to be making a hot dog dinner available to everyone. You can roast your own hot dogs over the bonfire in the middle of our council ring outside. We'll have all the fixings prepared, and so please come and have a hot dog supper with us. At 7 o'clock, people who came to Tivoli Fest might remember the special bicycle jousting activity, ring riding.
Oh, yes.
And we're going to let people try it out for themselves. We're not keeping score. We're not awarding prizes. We're just letting both kids and grown-ups see how well they do bicycling across the lawn and trying to spear a ring, getting it on a short little lance that's kind of suspended in a big frame.
Sounds like fun, and it sounds like fun to watch, because I'm guessing there are going to be some kind of funny things happen.
I suspect so, and especially with maybe a bit of a soggy ground, I'll be interested to see how bicycles do on our lawn. So it will be fun. Our director, John Mark Nielsen, is planning to bring his bicycle so we can both watch him, and then if anyone else needs to borrow a bike, you can try his out too.
So, okay, that was going to be my question. I'm sure many people will bring their bikes, but if somebody comes and say, "I want to do that," and they didn't bring a bike,
we'll have a couple available, okay. And so we can adjust the seat heights as best as we can, and we'll just give everyone a chance to see kind of how this whole thing works.
So, all right.
So that will be fun. We're also showing a movie, and that will be an indoor event. This is an hour-long documentary about Jens Jensen. He's the landscape architect that is the person in whose name our Jens Jensen Prairie Landscape Park is dedicated. He was a Danish immigrant in the 1890s and became the dean of American landscape architecture. He was an early proponent of using native plants and grasses. We did an exhibit about Jens Jensen a couple of years ago, and this is a new documentary by a Chicago-based filmmaker. They just had a major premiere for 1,000 people in Chicago's Millennium Park last night, and we get to show it here in Elkhorn. And so that will be a fun opportunity. It's a really well-done, beautiful film, and that was going to start at 7:30 in the evening.
And that should remind us how special the museum in Elkhorn is. I mean, it is the national museum, and I think sometimes, we in the area sort of forget that we have this wonderful resource, this wonderful opportunity right here in Elkhorn.
We've got a lot of things to offer, and kind of increasingly we have something for everyone, really. So whether you're Danish or not, whether you prefer things indoor or outdoor, there will be a lot of things going on.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the evening, we've invited a lot of the regional old-time country music musicians to come and do one of their jam sessions here at the museum. They're going to be coming in throughout the evening, and I think as they do, they'll just kind of start playing as soon as their instruments are out of their cases. But really, we'll really be focusing on the music at about 8 p.m. and leading up towards the bonfire at dusk. So throughout the evening, you can expect to hear musicians and singers play old-time country music. You're welcome to sing along or tap your feet or dance a little jig. But especially leading up to the bonfire, we'll be looking forward to enjoying live music outside on the longest day of the year.
All right. And, you know, if you're not familiar with musicians who get together to jam, and I'm just sort of becoming a little more acquainted with that, it's always surprising and sort of a miracle to me that somebody who has never played with these other people can just jump in and they all work together. They're very knowledgeable, very experienced, and hey, they even welcome newcomers. What a great way to, if somebody's sort of new to all this music, they can jump in too.
Exactly. And we expect to be welcoming musicians from Omaha and Council Bluffs to Anita and Atlantic. Some are right here in Elkhorn. Some of these are folks who get together regularly just for the fun of it, to jam and play this music and really celebrate this music tradition live. You'll hear a lot of Johnny Cash tunes or old-time gospel tunes. So really, really the kind of old-time country music tradition, that's what they're keeping alive, and it's just a lot of fun to both see and hear these musicians do their thing.
Yep, it all has a beat to it, and you can just get into it. Even if you don't know the words, you can clap your hands, as you say. There's even space. I guess if somebody wants to get up and dance, they could do that too.
Exactly. We've got 30 acres here, so there's plenty of room to dance. Yeah, exactly. So we will be providing, you know, food and beverages. You know, if people want to bring their own snacks or other things, if you have a comfortable lawn chair and want to bring that along,
good idea.
That's a good idea. We do have a new batch of picnic tables out, so we do have some seating available. But for relaxing, you know, around the bonfire and listening to the music, if you've got some folding lawn chairs you want to bring, we welcome you to do that.
All right. I see so many of them, you know, that we not have those packed into a bag, and I see people carrying those around. So they're prepared. I'm thinking some people just put them into their vehicles and always take them along, which is a really great idea because you never know when you might use one. So be sure to bring something. I guess you could spread a blanket on the ground, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep.
And you mentioned that the bonfire is at dusk. Now, dusk now, this is the longest day of the year.
It is. We'll have the small fire going all through the evening in the middle of the stone council ring. But a large bonfire will have kind of built up and ready to light around, you know, 9 and 9:15, mm-hmm. as the sun is really, you know, going down. So we will light that, and people are welcome to stay and watch that. The Danish tradition, you know, really old school Danish tradition, would be to stay up all night keeping that bonfire alive. And if some people say that if you dare fall asleep on this night, that means that the sun is going to go away again, and we're going to have those long winter nights. So for those of us who actually do go to sleep on Saturday night, it's our fault that winter will come back.
We better have somebody out there keeping that fire going, because we need some good summer weather and good time to enjoy being outside. And they could come back, you know, enjoying being outside. People certainly are invited to come back and go through the prairie and really appreciate Jens Jensen, because you've provided that outside background to learn more about him, too.
That's right. We do have an outdoor exhibit that explains about Jens Jensen's life and his career, some of his ideas. We've got the paved walking path that goes through the park and links the museum with the town of Elkhorn and the streets and sidewalks there. We've got, so you can see through that path, you know, views of how our prairie is beginning to green up, beginning to develop. This is now the 2 years since we first seeded and planted different areas of the park, and it's still a young prairie.
Yes.
But I just saw yesterday the first black-eyed Susan blooming. And so it's fun to see some of those you know, familiar flowers start to show their faces.
It would be a good idea to take a walk now, because it's going to keep on changing. And as you say, the prairie keeps growing. I think I've been told at least 3 years before it really starts looking the way you'd like it to. And I'm guessing every year it just matures and more flowers and more different plants to see.
Exactly. What's also very exciting is that yesterday our plants for our new green roof just arrived.
Oh, yes.
They were unloading those from the truck yesterday, kind of in the middle of some of the rainstorms we had. And so those are starting to be prepared to install on the green roof of our curatorial center addition. That will be planted entirely with prairie grasses and wildflowers. And so that will be, once that's finished, another place where people can go and see different prairie flowers, different species that bloom at different times of the year and that continually change. One of our projects for this summer is to create another round of signs, outdoor signs that will identify some of the plants and identify some of the prairie, kind of what makes a prairie. So there's a lot of
always
reasons
to
kind of keep coming back and kind of watch this landscape develop.
Okay, so for the longest day of the year, what time does all the events start? Tomorrow?
We'll start at 6 o'clock with hot dogs. The ring riding starts at 7, movie at 7:30, and then music throughout the evening, but especially from 8 o'clock on as we prepare to light the bonfire.
Okay. Thank you very much to Tova Brandt, who is the Albert Ravenholt Curator of Danish American Culture. And we want to thank you very much, Tova, and we invite everybody to celebrate Midsummer's Eve.
Thanks. Look forward to see you.
Okay.